Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show, Tucson's most trusted voice for news and information. I'm Ben Bueller Garcia, normally the host of American Warrior Radio, heard Saturdays at noon here on KVOI, sitting in for Bill here in the Green Things Socolo Village Studios. If you'd like to interact, give us a call on the Buckmaster Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. That number is 790-2040. Today on the Buckmaster Show, we'll be hearing from the founders of a wonderful community event coming up on Sunday, November 10th, that was inspired by the compassion shown by some of our local first responders and medical professionals. But first, our regular check-in with the Buckmaster Show financial advisor, Shelley Fishman.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I thought we were going to play a disclaimer or something.
I'll read the disclaimer. The disclaimer is that my views don't represent the views of either the Buckmaster Show or the station, and I can be reached at SAF824 at earthlink.net.
That was a very nice disclaimer with the little promos thrown in there. Yeah. Maybe we should you should do that on a regular basis. Shelley, I saw the notes you sent me. You were all sunshine and rainbows today, huh?
I can't imagine why I shouldn't be sunshine and rainbows. The economy is doing very, very well. I gave you some notes over the weekend, and so all the gains we got yesterday, we're apparently giving back today. But you know that's okay. First of all, we joke about it being Tuesday.
While you're on that, there's always going to be swings, but
absolutely,
how big of a swing do you start to get into uh-oh territory? I guess it's all relative, but
sure. First of all, the base numbers now are so much higher than, you know, most of us are used to seeing. You know, when the Dow was at 12 or 1300 or whatever, but or even 12 or 13,000. We used to look at the Dow 30,000 as this, you know, incredible thing that could never happen. Mm-hmm. And we're at 42,000, 43,000 now. So a swing like today of maybe 250 points, you know, doesn't really represent percentage-wise a very, very large swing, or in yesterday's gain of 200. So we're down 331 points right now, or 0.77%.
And so that's actually, I mean, you expect there to be some dynamics going on, so that's actually pretty healthy, right? I mean, it can't just keep going up forever, or else there's going to be a bubble.
Everybody would love to see a straight line, you know, up and to the right. That doesn't happen in markets. What I can tell you is that as of Friday, which is about the same as where we are right now, because we had a good day yesterday, so we're having, you know, profit-taking today. As of Friday, the Dow was up 13.67% for the year. Okay, year-to-date. The average since World War II for these markets is typically between 11 and 12%. So right now, without being at the end of the year yet, we are above average on the Dow. The S&P is up higher than that, 21.5%. And that's where the 12 normally comes in. So we're running close to double this year. And the NASDAQ's up 22.8%.
Wow.
So we're having a very good year. Unemployment is down at around 4.1%, and inflation is very, very close to the Fed's target of 2.5%. So, you know, on balance, and I always joke about on balance, you know, on average, the economy is about as good as it's ever been.
So two things. One, because I always look for you to educate me because you're clearly much brighter than me. So a zero, as we see inflation going down, an uneducated guy like me would say, well, how about 0% inflation? But that is not necessarily where we want to be, right?
No, we don't. The Fed's target is 2%. The reason we like to see a little bit of inflation in the market is that it stimulates purchasing. In other words, if you think that inflation is about where it should be, you'll make the purchases you want to make. If you think that inflation's going to go lower or we get disinflation, you're not going to buy anything. Mm-hmm. The reason you're not going to buy anything is because if I wait till tomorrow, the price will be lower. And so what we have figured out, what the economists have figured out, is that somewhere in the 2 to 3% range seems to optimize people's willingness to buy and with their need to buy. And so that works out pretty well.
A couple of shows ago, we did. I was asking about the impact that elections have on this, and you pretty much said negligible.
Well, yeah.
Does that still hold true?
It still holds true. We saw that there was in the business section of the Star yesterday. There was a big story. Experts: elections have little impact on 401ks. And then in Sunday's business section of the Star, experts discuss economic trends. So I had done some of that analysis just, in July, just to see what it's been like since 1992. And I arbitrarily chose 1992 because the chart that I pulled up that was public domain stopped in 1992.
Okay. And who was president in 1992?
H.W. Bush.
Okay.
So if we take a look at from 1992 to 2024, and we look at from July 1st, which is what I was looking at, to Election Day, the average gain or loss in all that turmoil, leading up to elections was 1%. 1% gain. Interestingly, if the Democrat wins the election, the average was 3%. Of course, you don't know in advance what's going to happen,
sure,
but you can look back. And if the Republican wins, the change from July 1st to Election Day was negative 3%. So that all averaged out to about 1% gain. Now we have to look forward from Election Day to Inauguration Day. If you take a look at Election Day to Inauguration Day, the average gain, and there has been an average gain, 2%. And again, a 6% split. Dems, 5% gain. Republicans, 1% loss. Now, I know that flies in the face of all the intuition that says Republicans are better for the economy. Turns out they're not. They're not bad for the economy. They're just not as good as Democrats, statistically. But what we're seeing here is that elections don't really change that equation.
To what extent, though, do you think there might be, because of the propensity for more government and social spending under one administration versus the other?
Whatever it takes. Absolutely. And now I'm speculating, okay? I cannot back up what I'm about to say with any statistics other than to say that my experience has been that Democratic policy initiatives tend to be focused around the environment, regulations, and longer-term objectives, whereas Republican initiatives tend to be focused around shorter-term objectives, like tax cuts and killing regulations and the things that reflect in quarterly and annual corporate results. As a result, I think what we're seeing is that the longer-term policy initiatives have kind of overcome the shorter-term ones. And just to give you an example, and these are numbers I worked up myself. They're widely available. The results in terms of S&P growth since the end of World War II, and I did these numbers back to 1946, growth in the S&P 500 for Democrats was 10.76% per year on average, and for Republicans, 6.82. So there's about a 3% difference, and that's going back to the end of World War II. So, there's probably anomalies if you take a look at any one or two presidencies, but that's the results. There have been, depending on your measure, there have been either 13 or 14 recessions since the end of World War II, and of those, 10 have been during Republican administrations, and 3 or 4 have been during Democratic administrations.
Shelley, since we've now drifted into the world of conjecture, which is being a political animal.
Yeah, I can't tell you why. I just know what's happening.
I notice a little bit of difference between leading up to Election Day and then between Election Day. And now, is that because, look, it might not have been my horse, but at least now I know which horse I'm dealing with.
You know, that's
so things stabilize a little bit.
That's a good theory. The problem is that we get the opposite result. So leading up to Election Day, when we don't know what the result is going to be, we get a 6% split with a 1% gain.
Hmm.
Okay, 6% gap between Republicans and Democrats. Once we know the result, it's still a 6% spread.
Okay.
With 5% up for Democrats and Republicans, only down 1%.
Okay. Watch out. Hold that thought, because I love being in the world of conjecture with you, Shelley. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. Chuck gave us a call on the live line. Chuck, if you don't mind, hold through the commercial break. We'll get you as soon as we come back. Stick around.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
On average, the Regional Transportation Authority annually contributes over $100 million to regional transportation improvements to supplement limited federal and state funds. This critical funding source provides funding for nearly two-thirds of our region's needed transportation improvements through its 2006 voter-approved half-cent sales tax. To receive updates on a new 20-year plan in development, visit rtanext.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org. Shelley Fishman is a financial advisor and business consultant in Tucson, Arizona. Contact Shelley via buckmastershow.com or directly via email at saf824@earthlink.net.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Mona's Danish Bakery. They're located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's been producing delicious pastries for over 20 years. They're open for breakfast and lunch from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Why not contribute to your local GDP and swing by tomorrow and get yourself one of their famous Danish Kringles or be the office hero and pick up some treats to take into your staff. Check out their offerings at monasdanishbakery.com or find the link at thebuckmastershow.com. We're talking with Buckmaster Show financial advisor Shelley Fishman. Shelley, you want to touch on something. I don't want to overlook that. I don't want to run out of time, so we've got a lot to talk about. But let's I'm sorry. Yeah, we got Chuck. Chuck. Make the screen bigger, Ben. Put on your glasses. Chuck, thanks for calling the Buckmaster Liveline. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Shelley. You mentioned the fact that the Feds are now close to their target rate of 2.5%. It's still running around 3.1. But my question to you is, Shelley, what about the past 3-4 years when we're running at 20%? We're never going to recover that money, right?
Well, if you're thinking that prices are going to go down, in some cases they will, in most cases they won't. The inflation ran for about 2 years, and there's a lot of discussion as to what was causing that inflation. You know, we can look back and think that it was some of the stimulus money that was paid. We can look back and say that it was the supply chain problems that we had as a result of the pandemic. My personal feeling is that it was more the pandemic and the supply chain issues than anything else. At any rate, what the Fed has done is a kind of traditional approach to trying to control it by raising interest rates. And coincidentally, or you can, you know, ascribe causation if you like, the inflation rates have come down. The inflation rate on an annualized basis over the past 3 months comes in at around 2.5%. So depending upon, you know, let's put it this way. The numbers that the Fed chair is using to make and announce decisions now is about 2.5%. And there are several ways of measuring inflation. Let's not argue about 0.5%. What we know is that some prices have come down. It is not reasonable to assume that all prices will come down. However, what we also know is that most of the American public got very generous stimulus money. And for the past almost 2 years, we have had wages, especially in the lower 50% of wage earners, have outpaced inflation. So that while some people, I'm sure, are really hurting from the higher prices, on a statistical basis, we've kind of overcome that inflation rate. And what we need to do is key in on those people who have not really benefited from either the you know decrease in inflation rate or from the stimulus and wage increases. Those people are hurting, and we need to find ways of helping those people. I hope I answered your question, Chuck.
Thank you.
All right, Chuck, thanks for calling the Buckmaster Live Line. Shelley, let's not get into inflation because it seems to me that there's 15 different measures out there, and I don't know which is which. But in doing my show prep this morning, one of the indicators that I took some solace in and got a little excited about is we're seeing now the home costs, or the, you know, percentage of people, amount of money people that spend on their housing, actually is now starting to drift in the right direction.
Exactly.
Which is huge.
Yeah, and that's why I was so, on this show many times, annoyed with the Fed for keeping interest rates high. Because what it did to the housing market and what it did to the used automobile market and major appliances in general was made it very difficult for people to buy those things because interest rates really went up. Mortgage rates at one point topped 7%.
The thing I was looking at this morning, so don't quote me on this, but as I recall, it said that something like 80% of home mortgages right now are at 6% or lower. So,
I'm sure because most of them are older mortgages and right. are at 3%. So again, you know, you can figure out averages, but the new mortgages are 6% or lower.
So that's what I'm wondering if we're at that lever point now where people who were sitting on the edge are saying, well, you know, maybe it's time. I've been wanting to get out of this house and maybe it's time to do it.
Yeah, and I'd like to see the Fed very aggressively cut interest rates simply to re-stimulate the housing market and the interest-sensitive purchasing markets in general. Now, there are downsides to that. Number one, it could overstimulate the economy and we'll have real inflation. But the other thing is some fairly decent percentage of our economy is based on fixed interest income. Now, there's a lot of people, a lot of retired people, a lot of people who are very conservative in terms of their investment strategies are in bonds or in fixed interest securities. And as interest rates come down there, then their ability to earn their fixed income really gets hurt. The past 2 years have been good for those people.
I've got two more things I want to definitely get to, and we're running low on time here, Shelley. Let's talk about energy, because that's also a big chunk of people's. And both you and I both checked it this morning. The price per gallon for gas is about for oil is about $73.92 this morning.
Not a gallon, a barrel.
I'm sorry, per barrel. Right. Yeah.
Now you're in Europe.
Now our low, back in 2021, it was at $48.27, but it went all the way up to $84.06 in
October.
Oh, it went
to $150.
So what we're – and I'm surprised that, to me, the dynamic of what's going on in the Middle East right now, I'm surprised it hasn't impacted it that much, doesn't seem.
It seemed – I mean, this was one of the headwinds for the economy that we were really worried about a couple of weeks ago. But apparently the Israelis have committed that they would not attack in getting – in doing their – whatever they're going to do back – with Iran, they have committed not to attacking the oil production facilities. That brought, when I looked up the number for a barrel on Friday, it was close to $80, and it's now down to 74 to 77, which is about where it should be, and on average, about where it has been for the past decade or two. So the price of oil seems to be stabilized. The United States is producing more crude, actually exporting crude, than we ever have before. Our refineries are filled at capacity, and the price of gas has come down a lot.
To me, that's the refinery is the real chink in the armor.
Well, and
right
that's
the refinery capacity.
Yeah, and that's something we know that starting at around 2030, the demand for gasoline, for refined petroleum products, is going to start to drop as electric vehicles become more and more prominent. And natural gas also begins to replace diesel more and more in homes and that kind of thing. So the oil industry has been very hesitant to invest in new plant, in new refineries. And that's potentially a problem, especially if it turns out that those forecasts for demand turn out to be wrong. Because as the world grows, economies in the world grow, if we're not able to refine more petroleum, put the climate aside, then that's a stifling effect on world economies.
Well, a refinery is not something you just, turn on the lights and go
to
work.
No, that's a 20-year project.
Real quick, you wanted to talk about Medicare.
So always real quick on Medicare. Okay. Well, we are in the open enrollment period, right now, and it lasts till December 6th or December 7th. What that means is that if you are already in a Medicare program and you want to switch, you may do so without having to requalify or without any penalties. So if you are just in regular Medicare and you want to switch to a Part C program, which is Medicare Advantage, or you want to buy into some of the Medicare supplemental programs, you can do so without penalty.
Now, educate me, because I just turned 20 for the third time.
Only four times.
What is the qualification? At what point do you qualify for Medicare? What age?
At 65? At 65.
Okay.
And, unless you have some disability, but at age 65, and the full retirement age for Social Security right now for most people is 67. So for 2 years, your Part B, Medicare Part B premium, will be taken out of your pay. You got to pay it. Once you start getting Social Security, assuming you wait till 67, then it comes out of your Social Security automatically. If you decide to invest in or to sign up for Medicare Advantage program, which is Part C, then what happens is the insurance company will get paid from your Part B deductions. So they get paid by Social Security. And you, in most cases, your premium for being in a Medicare Advantage plan is zero, zero extra, okay? The other thing is most Medicare Advantage programs cover Part D as well, which is the prescription costs. So the insurance companies are becoming very, very aggressive in terms of attracting you to Medicare Advantage plans. Now, there is no one-size-fits-all. I'm a big fan of Medicare Advantage. I have it. My family has it. That's the way we do it. But it's not right for everybody. I urge people to ignore the television ads and ignore the stuff coming in their email. Find an independent health care insurance broker.
I just want to ask and suggest that again. So what should they do? They should seek out a professional. Don't try and navigate this on your own.
Someone who is not aligned with any one insurance company.
Gotcha.
So that you can get five or six alternatives and your particular needs are being met. And one of the most important things is there are some really good plans out there that sound wonderful and golden, except there aren't a lot of doctors on it.
That's a problem.
And that's a problem if you've got docs that you want to continue to see.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of questions, a lot of moving parts here, and a lot of pressure from advertisers. And so be very careful. But by all means, give it a serious look because it's very important.
Shelley, always enlightening to chat with you. And we'll be back with you next week here on the Buckmaster Show. We're talking more. And hopefully not a whole lot has changed since then. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia, sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. Don't forget, you can find copies of all these shows at buckmastershow.com. We'll be right back.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade. Using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana. Plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita's Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The News and Sun's media reach 75% of the region through newspapers, websites, social media, video, newsletters, and more. They also produce more than a dozen print and digital magazines annually for an audience of 70,000. Find them at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita's Sun, covering your hometown.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Are you ready to immerse yourself in a diverse culture while wandering through bustling markets, sampling exotic cuisines, or forging connections with people from all walks of life? Well, Bon Voyage Travel is here to plan your perfect journey. Whether you're setting off on a solo expedition, embarking on a group adventure, or simply dreaming of far-off destinations, we can help create your custom experience. The road ahead is filled with endless possibilities. Visit bbtravel.com to find your specialized Bon Voyage Travel advisor today.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
The extraordinary beauty and craftsmanship of Mexican artisans is yours at Clay and Cloth in Barrio Viejo, featuring gorgeous clay pottery sourced from southern Mexico, including Oaxaca, Puebla, Merida, and Hidalgo. Also discover amazing textiles you won't find anywhere else in Tucson. Clay and Cloth also has an incredible selection of new Dia de los Muertos merchandise. See the selection on Instagram at Mad Max the Dog Shop and visit Clay and Cloth. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 310 South Convent, just south of Cushing.
Welcome back to the Bill Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ben Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill in the Green Thing Socolo Village Studios. I tell you what, it's not too late to get your fall gardens, your winter gardens in place. Do what Laura and I do and visit the folks at Green Thing Socolo Village. 13 acres on friendly staff, everything you need right there. They're located by Brandy Fenton Park on River Road. While you're there, check out the imported furniture and art at Socolo Village. They've got some just some gorgeous things. You can learn more on the web at greenthings.com or socolovillage.com. Socolo is spelled Z-O-C-A-L-O. Don't forget the Buckmaster Live Line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, 790-2040. Give us a call. One of my favorite local events is coming up this Sunday, November 10th in Oro Valley. As the host of American Warrior Radio, I love that it honors first responders, veterans, active duty military, and, of course, our Gold Star families. But the story goes much deeper than that. Joining us now to share more about the Rocking for Heroes event, our co-founders Michelle and Bonnie Quinn. Michelle, Michael.
Oh.
I was teasing about getting,
hello, everybody.
Getting my foreign accents going here. I drifted into French there for a second.
Parlez-vous?
Michael and
yes,
Bonnie
sir.
Quinn.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
I could have said Michelle and Bob Quinn. It would have really thrown
that's
me.
Right.
So tell us about PJ.
Bonnie.
PJ was 29 when we lost him to cancer, and he was one of the most positive people we've ever had in our lives, and he really inspired us through his illness. Whenever you'd ask him how he was doing, he'd say, I'm living the dream. He just had a real appreciation for life, and he had a long battle with bone cancer, but ultimately he was just a very engaged and optimistic kid that everybody wanted to be friends with him because he just could be friends with anyone. He just loved people and loved kids. He was an elementary school teacher. He loved his Philadelphia Eagles, and they won that Super Bowl with Nick Foles there in 2018. Was it 2018? Yeah, and that was one of the best days of his life. That and the day he eloped in Vegas with his love of his life, Katie, and she was by his side when he passed. So he had a lot of blessings in his life, and he realized them.
You know, in the going on 11 years I've been doing radio now, so often you find good things that come from tragedy. And you know, not just organizations, but mindsets and different things. How did you get from PJ's death to Rocking for Heroes?
Bonnie,
because it sounds like he wasn't a first responder, he wasn't a veteran. So
no, he was not.
So I'm a veteran of the United States Navy, and Bonnie and I have been serving the Gold Star community both locally and nationally for over 20 years. In a number of different organizations and capacities, and I just feel that we can't do enough for our Gold Stars, you know. I mean, and those people, you know, I was always suspect if you know someone wants my time or resources, but you know, Gold Stars, they can have it all. I mean, I can't do enough for those people. Yeah. That's number one. Number two, when we kind of after our son passed, and we went through a grief period, and we had a grief counseling, a faith-based, our church referred us to a faith-based grief counseling organization, and we walked through that. And it was on our hearts to thank that community that it served. In the later days of his life, the last 6 months or so, when it went to his brain, he was having seizures, and the doctors were very clear, you have to call 911. You know, I think he looks okay. No, call 911. And when you call 911, police, fire, EMT, they all come. Yeah. And afterwards, we wanted to find a way to say thank you, and we just didn't think that a a pizza luncheon or a tray of cookies would suffice. And music's kind of after you raise a family, build a business, and kind of semi-retire, slow down a little bit. You kind of revisit your youth and the music you loved, and that's kind of where things came from. It was just a matter. I mean, it really, God put a lot of things in front of us, a lot of people in front of us, to make this happen. Some tremendous people.
And we were also coming out of COVID. This was in 2021 when we had our first event. And we saw this as an opportunity to bring people out again, bring them together under something very uplifting that everybody could share a passion for and realize their gratitude for these communities where they might not otherwise have an opportunity. And who doesn't want to come out to a public rock concert? We have a lot of fun at these concerts. There's some serious aspects to it, but they are it's an uplifting and fun day.
So just a reminder, folks, get out your smartphones and put the calendar on right now. That is Sunday, November 10th. The gates open at 12:30. Music starts at 1 at James D. Krieg Park, which is at 23 West Calle Concordia in Oro Valley. And by the way, happy 249th birthday.
Yeah,
that's Marine Corps.
Marine Corps.
Not Navy.
No,
that's,
Navy
oh,
just, was just the other day.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
Our
thank
event day is Sunday, November 10th. That's Marine Corps 249th birthday, so we'll be having some fun with that.
So tell me, and I was kind of smiling when you talked about the going back to your youth, because the types of music that have been performed over the years by your headliner bands, for example, Leonoid and Friends. Mm. I mean, they do Chicago better than Chicago ever did in my mind. It's the music of my generation. I mean, Earth, Wind, and Fire and some of these guys. And that. Now, you've got a new or a different band, I should say, performing this year. Tell us about them.
We do. We have two bands this year. We're going to open with the Mark Miller Band, which is a local country western band, very well known here in Tucson. We're excited to have them for the first time. And we have Lexington Lab Band coming in from Lexington, Kentucky, and they're a classic 80s cover band,
classic rock.
They are amazing. This crowd will be on their feet this year, no doubt about it.
You can check them out on YouTube, Lexington Lab, like laboratory, Lexington, like Kentucky, Lexington Lab. And they're coming in, and so we'll have music for 4 or 5 hours Sunday afternoon. We have an opening ceremony where we'll, open a formal opening of the ceremony with the colors and present the colors, the national anthem. We'll have a flyover this year. We have two Apache helicopters and a C-130 refueler. Mm-hmm. Last year we had two A-10s. And the event's free to the community. We've been, hell bent on keeping it free to the community and through sponsorships like organizations like HSL. Mm-hmm. And you know how much they support our communities, wonderful people they are. And American Furniture Warehouse and others have come alongside and supported this. They want to help us to produce this event to the community. So we're grateful to our sponsors and to the public. And we wanted, that's what I wanted to say. We it's important that we found it was not only in our grief that we want to say thank you, but we found that others wanted to come along and say thank you as well. And these are the people that serve us no matter what, whether it's COVID, whether it's raining, whatever the case, 110 degrees out, you call them, they're there, right? Or they're serving our nation, they're serving overseas. So it's important that we take time aside and honor those who selflessly serve our community, state, and country.
I had an advertiser that did window tinting for cars, and their tagline, their ad was, our military and first responders are protecting you whether you're thinking about it or not. our tent is protecting your car whether you're thinking about it or not. Mm. Let's go back a little bit, because I want to say, I just had
that was a little plug.
Well, maybe they'll come back and advertise.
It's great marketing.
An experience recently where we had to call 911, and I'm struck by the fact that you all notice that, because so often I think people say, well, they're just doing their job, they're loading me up and taking me to the hospital or not, whatever they're doing, they're putting a bandage on the knee, but they don't think as deeply as you did. Was that because you had more interaction because of the nature of your son's condition?
We had a lot of interaction, Ben, with them through his illness, but we've had a lot of interaction with them since he passed as well, and heard some personal stories and have just come to get a real feeling of respect for what they go through on a daily basis to serve us and the unique stressors they deal with. And we just have a fresh perspective of what they do, not just our own personal experiences, but the stories they've shared with us.
Doing my show, I came across some data, and who knows, it was on the interweb, so who knows how true it is or not, but they basically said that the average civilian may have four or five truly traumatic events in their entire life, whereas your average first responder will experience 700 over the course of a 20-year career. And again, that's why I'm so glad you all are doing this, because people need to be reminded about that and what their sacrifice is. When we come back, I'd like to talk more about Rocking for Heroes and just see, I mean, this is an epic endeavor that you are involved in, and want to see just, I mean, how the sausage gets made.
Okay. We'll tell you all the secret sauce.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Buehler-Garcia sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. Thanks, if you'd like to interact, give us a call, 790-2040. We'll be right back.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com. In 2006, Pima County voters approved the Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year regional transportation plan and half-cent sales tax. They are both effective through June 30th, 2026. For the region to receive continued funding for another 20 years, the RTA is developing a new plan and tax extension for voter consideration. Public input will be key. To receive updates on a new 20-year plan in development, visit rtanext.com.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We're also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in Southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in Southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Buehler-Garcia sitting in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster. Don't forget, you can follow his adventures on Facebook. Check it out, Bill Buckmaster. It's never a bad time to visit Silver City, New Mexico. Silver City sits at 6,000 feet in elevation, right in the heart of over 3 million beautiful acres of the Gila National Forest. Lots of outdoor adventures, obviously, but it's also a small town with big culture. Small town with big culture. Just a short 3-hour drive from Tucson. Plan a weekend getaway by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. I'm back with Michael and Bonnie Gwynn, founders and the passion behind the annual Rockin' for Heroes event. Like I said, it's a big event. You're in your...
This is our fourth year.
On average, how many people does this attract? Do you have?
Well, Well, the first year, our inaugural ceremony, we had 700 people, and we had just a few months to pull that off when we realized that band became available. And then we doubled to 1,400 the next year, and last year we were upwards of 3,000, and we're expecting to top that this year in our fourth year.
So. What is the capacity in the park? Can you
5,000.
Okay, so you're getting pretty close.
Yeah,
we'll probably hit that this year.
Just logistically, I mean, I've known a few musicians. They're not the easiest to deal with. How do you? I mean, you're a two person with lots of volunteers. You don't have any paid staff, I'm guessing. I mean, how do you actually pull this off? Do people? I mean, is your reputation getting to a point now where maybe bands are seeking you out, or you're asking for audition tapes, or?
You want to answer that, or Steve? We were introduced to a number of people came into our lives early on, actually before the first year. One specifically was Steve Rakowski, who was a Gold Star dad. Introduced us to him. These are all Up With People alumni.
Oh, okay.
And Steve was heavily involved in Up With People for a number of years. And I said, "What were you, a musician, or were you a vocalist?" No. I said, "Well, what were you?" He goes, "I was behind the camera. You know, I was behind the scenes." I said, "What did you do?" And then went to his house. He's got four stadiums. He said, "I was Super Bowl 20, Super Bowl 22, and I was executive producer of that one and this one of the halftime shows." Mm-hmm. Back when they had to roll all that stuff out. So Steve's very acclimated with how to produce events. Does a phenomenal job, and we're just blessed to have him and everyone else on our team.
We've got upwards of 70, 75 volunteers. We're all a volunteer organization, and we have some key people that have helped us grow. We just have some amazing people that have brought their talents to us in a volunteer capacity, and they bring their enthusiasm and their unique skill set, and it's enabled us to grow to what we are, because we would not be where we are today.
Now, this event is free. I want to emphasize that again. It's free and open to the public. A great evening, great park. The weather should be pretty exceptional about that point in time.
Yes.
But you're also, there's purpose behind what you do, and you've got a number of beneficiaries that you support through scholarships and some other donations. Tell us a little bit about some of those folks.
So our mission is to honor and support these four hero groups, and we do that publicly through the Rockin' for Heroes concert, which is our free public tribute concert that just brings a lot of people together. But the other way we carry it out is our hero fund. So all the proceeds that we raise for our fundraising and our business sponsors pay for the event, and it's a top-notch event. Steve does a great job putting it together and bringing in talent, and then the rest goes into this hero fund where we can continue to support our heroes long after the music's ended. And we do that through supporting existing initiatives that align with our mission. And we also create our own new initiatives, such as we just created with the Didinger family, the Jacob Didinger Memorial Scholarship at Pima Community College for the EMT program. And Jacob was a young Tucsonan at 20 who was gunned down in the line of duty as an EMT. That was in 2021, and that scholarship was created in his name, and the first recipient is enjoying that benefit this semester.
What are some of the other folks or organizations you've supported? Because I saw some names I recognize. I mean, the memorial up there.
Arizona Heroes Memorial, Strength and Shield, which is a new organization that creates chaplaincy programs for police organizations all throughout Arizona. Dogs for Vets, to train vets for PTSD dogs.
With their own dogs, they bring their own pets. And they train their own pets to be a service dog. That's a great program. Reads Across America, several. So we support as many as we can. Eric Height Foundation.
Gold Star Mothers of Arizona.
The club that nobody wants to belong
that's
to.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So just a reminder again, folks, this is coming up on November 10th. Well, gates open at 12:30. Music starts at 1. About how long should people plan for their day up there?
Well, bring a folding chair.
Bring a folding chair
because it's open lawn seating. Mm-hmm. The music starts at 1 p.m. and we'll be finished up about 5:30. We have 12 food trucks. We'll have a beer and wine tent. So
there's
plenty of food.
We're in all our hero booths and the Hero Highway, where you can come and meet all these different branches of the military and first responder groups, and it's a family-friendly event, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Smooch the Donkey from track will
from
be there.
Track, yeah. Photo Smooch. Ops from 12:30 to 2 is Smooch the Donkey.
Now, in fairness, Pat told me that he wanted me to safety test every one of the food trucks.
Good idea.
Okay. Is that...
You can come early. We'll just anoint you, and then
okay.
You can,
yeah,
we've got some great T-shirt or something. Fork and Fire will be there again, and Highfalutin, and we've got some great Jeremiah's Italian Ice. We've got lots of all kinds of food. It's going to be great.
I think for people to wrap their minds around this, okay, it's a free event. How do you raise all this money? How can they support you directly? Well, because I'm getting value for what you're giving me. I'm getting great food, great music, a great evening.
Sure.
Where can they go to stroke a check or to volunteer?
So rockinforheroes.org, rockin, R-O-C-K-I-N, four, the number four, heroes.org, and you can make a donation online. We've got a wonderful, safe platform that's no fees either direction. Hmm. It's a nonprofit platform called Zephy, and they can donate there. They can write a check and mail it to us. They can, and it's all tax deductible. We're an official 501c3 nonprofit. And we're all volunteers. There is no real estate, no rent, no, everything goes to the event and goes to our heroes. This is our passion, obviously.
We'll also have a 50-50 raffle, so bring your cash that day.
Yes.
That's no credit cards for a 50-50 raffle, but we'll also have live auctions and merchandise. We have very cool new Rockin' for Heroes merchandise that's for sale, including some very cool guitar pick earrings that are custom with the Rockin' for
merch,
Heroes logo.
It's merch.
Now, okay. My wife would never let me escape unless I ask this question. Will there be a kissing booth with Smooch?
Oh.
Well, that's what the look. We're keeping that under wraps for now.
Oh, okay.
Ben.
Sorry,
so please come on.
I don't think Smooch would mind. I think he's got that name for a reason, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I just want to see him in his sombrero. That makes my day.
Yeah.
So, if you want to, part of the reason you can do this is you mentioned. So, what are some of the other great sponsors you've got? HSL.
Yes.
Ghetto Plumbing
Warehouse.
Ghetto Plumbing. Go ahead.
Hughes Federal Credit Union.
Yeah.
We have Axon coming aboard this year as a new sponsor, which is very exciting. That's the body cam company. And so these are a lot of their clients that are going to be there, and they're very excited to be part of the community here and support their customers, right? And they're going to be a fun participant.
Yeah.
And who else do we have, Mike? We have
we've got
new sponsors.
There's a lot of sponsors.
And these are people that want to get behind this mission and want their name on this. So
Yeah.
I think that's the bigger picture. And again, given my show, one of my concerns is, particularly with the members of the military and the veterans, this is a very tough time for global war on terror veterans, not just because of the way things ended in Afghanistan, but I think my fear is that because we're not in a big shooting war somewhere, they are slipping from the conscience of the American public. And so that's why I think that, not just them, but the first responders and, of course, the Gold Star families. I mean, every day is Memorial Day for those folks.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're at least once a year raising that back up and getting it back on their radar and saying, folks, this is important.
Yeah, last year we recognized two World War II veterans specifically, and then we ask all veterans to stand, and we'll do a countdown from World War II, Korea, Vietnam. This year we're honoring some Korean and Vietnam veterans. Amazing story about veterans, and I don't have to tell you about how they were not even forgotten; they were just not welcomed back in the soil. There was no parade for the Vietnam veterans, you know that.
Right.
And how some of them struggled and some amazing people that came forward to help them and have helped them through. So we'll recognize all veterans, all our first responders, our Gold Stars. Our Gold Stars will be wearing special lanyards. People can go up and say hello to them.
Mm-hmm.
We have some coming from out of state that we've known for a lot of years and love them dearly. And like I said, we can't do enough for them.
Well, remind us again, dates, times. I'll cover the admission. It's free.
You got that one?
Yeah.
Right.
We are Sunday, November 10th at James D. Creek in Oro Valley. That's right between CDO High School and the Oro Valley Municipal Pool, right off Oracle Road. And again, it's free. And we encourage you to pre-register on rockinforheroes.org. And if you pre-register, you get a raffle ticket for some great door prizes we're going to give away. And it's just a free e-ticket. You're not paying.
And we have handicap parking. We have handicap parking for the older folks. We also have a couple of golf carts. That if they need special assistance, they can request that if they're in one of the other lots.
Yeah.
We've got a couple lots there.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much to you and all the volunteers. I mean the studio's just chock full here with folks, so I can feel the energy, and thank you so much for what you're doing. Any other messages you want to share with our folks real quick other than come on out?
Come on out and be a part of it. You will not regret it. It's a very everybody that comes once comes again. It's a great event.
If you have a special story that you've interacted with first responders or military officials, that something due to someone special for you, email us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let us know your story. We want to hear it.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
This is Ben Buehler-Garcia. I've been sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. Don't forget, you can find all these archived episodes at buckmastershow.com and check in with Bill on Facebook.